The issue of Chatas Neurim, or what's come to be known in some circles as the Nisayon of Yosef HaTzadik, or more explicitly, the issue of Shichvas Zera Levatala, or in English, sexual fantasy and ideation, possibly culminating in masturbation, all that is very much on the radar in contemporary yeshiva settings, and in contemporary from Jewish settings, even outside the world of the yeshiva. It's easy to think that this is just an nisayon of our dar, that this is just a challenge that our generation has, and certainly with the proliferation of internet technology, and particularly with the proliferation of unfiltered smartphones, this issue has become more pervasive, more intense, more consuming, and more damaging. So before we discuss an antidote from the Alter Rebbe for the issue of Chatas Neurim, or in English, sexual ideation and fantasy, culminating possibly in masturbation, we should note that there is a geder which the Alter Rebbe did not discuss in his book, which is the inyan of having a filter. Make sure that if you do own digital devices, and most do own digital devices in this generation, make sure that you have a good filter on your smartphone or on your computer, which will make it such that you won't be more likely to fall more intensively into Chatas Neurim. But now let's see, what was the Alter Rebbe's antidote for the issue of Chatas Neurim that he discussed way back in the late 1700s, over 200 years ago? So first, the Alter Rebbe says that if you have fallen into Chatas Neurim in the past, don't become overly depressed. And why is that, says the Alter Rebbe? Because you have to be realistic and you have to realize that most people, if you're not outside the gummer, you're probably going to fall into Chatas Neurim. That's just the way people are. So be realistic about it. Accept it. Now you have to move on. Now you have to strategize and figure out how you're not going to fall into Chatas Neurim in the future. But be aware that normal people fall into Chatas Neurim and accept that. Unwillingness to accept the normalcy of Chatas Neurim, says the Alter Rebbe, is arrogance. Next, says the Alter Rebbe, it's a very common occurrence that as a result of Chatas Neurim, people will start to get down on themselves. People will get depressed. And they might think that's a super holy thing. Says the Alter Rebbe, no. Getting depressed or sad over Chatas Neurim is not holy. Adrabba, just the opposite. It's very unholy, it's very destructive, it's a very negative thing. The reason being, says the Alter Rebbe, the way he conceptualizes the human psyche, he says there's the force of restraint and the force of letting go. You have an inner reservoir of restraint, and that restraint is finite. At a certain point, if you restrain yourself too much, you'll give up and you'll let go. Think, for example, of the idea of, say, fasting for a few days. You want to be very, very holy, so you fast. Hold yourself back from food. Sometimes, as a result of fasting and trying to be very holy, you'll end up eating gluttonously after the fast is over. Or alternatively, somebody who wants to stay up and learn all night, they might end up sleeping away a good portion of the next day because they restrained themselves too much. They restrained themselves, they held their natural selves back beyond the point they were able to. And as a result, they completely let go of all restraint. So similarly, says the Alter Rebbe, if a person allows themselves to fall into sadness, to wallow in sadness over their Chatas Neurim, and they use that sadness to catalyze their Avodas Hashem, to catalyze the restraint going forward. If your restraint is all negative restraint, then inevitably that negative restraint, warns the Alter Rebbe, will lead you right back into Chatas Neurim, because you're going to feel that you held yourself back too much, and you need some way to comfort yourself, some way to self-soothe, some way to soothe away the sadness. And where will you go? Right back to Chatas Neurim. So what then is the antidote for Chatas Neurim? So first of all, have a filter. The Alter Rebbe doesn't say that, but that's step number one in the 21st century. But then number two, after you have your filter, so what does the Alter Rebbe say? He says, you have to realize that Hashem is your loving Father. Hashem will accept you. Hashem will forgive you. So there's no reason to be overly sad and depressed. If you genuinely want to come back into relationship with Hashem, and the Chassidus talks all over about how Chatzis Urim distances you from Hashem, if you truly want to come back into a relationship with Hashem, and you cry out to Hashem, then Hashem accepts you back. Hashem takes you back. Nonetheless, says the Alter Rebbe, if you've in fact fallen in Chatzis Urim, the real way to deal with Chatzis Urim is not by being sad about it, but rather by intensifying your passion in Torah and Tefillah. And it's not a point of intensifying because you feel guilty. It's a point of intensifying because you truly want to be in a relationship with Hashem. You see how sad it is, how unfortunate a state of being it is to not be in a close relationship with Hashem. You saw that made you sad. So you want to be in a state of closeness. You want to be in a state of intimacy with Hashem. And you achieve that, says the Alter Rebbe, through passionate Torah and passionate tefillah. So the antidote ultimately is not getting overly sad, not getting overly depressed, but rather by adding more light to your life, automatically the light will wash away all the darkness.